Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Dementia is a word we hear a lot. Whether it's on the news or in general talk about health or old age, it's a word that gets used a lot and often carries a certain feeling of fear. But how many people actually know what dementia is? We asked two familiar voices from Stray FM what they think dementia is.
So dementia is a really, really horrible condition that it can really affect your family and it can really affect people's friends and how they carry out life, where they suffer memory loss and they can't carry out day-to-day activities as they would have previously been able to do. And I may be wrong in saying this, does it affect older people generally?
I'll be completely honest, I don't know that much about dementia. I suppose I think it's to do with forgetfulness, memory loss.
Nick Hancock and Will Smith there from Stray FM telling us what they think dementia is. We didn't tell them whether they were right or wrong when we asked them, because we wanted the experts to do that. So we invited Teresa and Bernadette from Vida Healthcare in Starbeck, Harrogate, to tell us more about the condition and possibly bust some of the many myths surrounding this somewhat misunderstood condition. So we started with a big question. Just what is dementia?
Okay, it's a collection of symptoms that form what we know as the umbrella term of dementia. And illness and disease can cause dementia, like Alzheimer's disease, or vascular difficulties if someone's had a stroke. So different things like a build-up of plaque in the brain. So that's the kind of medically what's going on. Your brain function has been impaired, either due to like a bleed in the brain, loss of the pathways, the nervous pathways, or a build-up of something that means that the signals can't travel around freely. And that causes very different symptoms in different people, and as a result of the different things that are going on. What we generally think of dementia as is memory loss. That's the main thing that people kind of see. It's the most apparent thing when someone is not remembering. And it's not really just forgetting your memories like we all do. You know, what was I doing last week, or what's my shopping list for tomorrow? It's more than that. It's are you forgetting how to put your shoes on? Are you forgetting where you live? You know, it's different from just a natural part of aging, where there's a bit of wear and tear in the brain, and it would usually go along with other symptoms like maybe speech and language difficulties, difficulties in your spatial awareness, difficulties in performing simple tasks, difficulties in making decisions and judgment and reasoning.
So for people who are starting to maybe struggle with maybe family names, or, and I've noticed this with older relatives in my family, where they start using the wrong name for someone, that's not necessarily an indicator of that. It's just a bit of a memory
exactly.
thing, isn't it?
Exactly. And also, by the time you're maybe a grandparent, you've got children and grandparents, there's a lot
yeah,
of names.
There is a lot of names,
you know,
yeah.
My mum would always call me my sister's name, then my name, or, you know, so that's quite common. It's different from the person that is found in the middle of town with her nightie on.
Yes.
At 2 a.m. That's something that's different then, isn't it?
Is that quite an extreme example of it? Is that going to be quite a long way down the road of dementia, or is...
Well, it's hard, because I think that often people compensate. People are very, very clever. We're very, very good at keeping our face okay, keeping yeah. what we show people okay. People do a lot, put a lot in place so it looks like they're managing. And it's often when a crisis hits that we see what someone has done, and then we might see the person in town in the middle of the night, but it may be that their main carer does such a lot for them, they've began to take on all those little tasks, all those little jobs, maybe because they don't want to admit that and the other person doesn't really want to admit it, and people muddle along and really keep, they do wonderful things together to families and couples, and it may be that it's a crisis, someone's become ill, the carer's ended up in the hospital, or something is very, very different in the dynamics of the family. There's a holiday or something, and everything's out of kilter. And then something will happen and people will think, where has this come from? Actually, it's been building up,
yeah.
but no one's seen.
Using older people as an example there, when does dementia strike? Is there a usual time, or is it something that could strike at any time?
Well, there are examples of people who are young, people in their 40s and maybe even a bit earlier. That's more rare, really. If you are younger than 65, that's considered early onset. So that would be seen as something that was a bit out of the norm. Over 65, then the statistics are growing till you get over 80 and over 90, and then we're looking at, you know, I think it's 1 in 3 or something like that. People are living longer now, so it does seem that it's on the rise, but we've just got more older people.
Yeah, your brain is like a machine, isn't it? Mm. It's like, and any machine you've got around the house, your car, for example, the longer you keep that car, the more the individual pieces start to struggle, the pipes block up. Yeah. Going back to that very early example you gave, you know, the pathways in your brain will start to kind of block up and not work quite so well. Unfortunately, we can't lift the bonnet up of our head, can we? and clean all those out. So it's just like that, really. And I guess that's probably why we're seeing a rise in dementia, because people are living longer.
Yes, and we're getting better at diagnosing, and people are understanding their health a lot more.
So how about when someone has got dementia, how does their life change? How long is it before maybe they're going to need to come to somewhere like Vida Hall and have more permanent care? Or how do people deal with it in the beginning and then as it continues?
I mean, I think it really depends on the level of support the person has at home. If they don't have that level of support, the problems can be heightened quicker, and they may need more input from the professional services. It's always the goal for someone to stay at home for as long as possible. That's a commitment around a familiar environment with friends and family that understand them. So the goal would be that they would have all the support from the local community, from their GP, from the community mental health team, district nurses, whoever it is that the support, voluntary work, like Dementia Forward, etc., coming in and helping them live at home, so helping the carers support that person at home. Usually, an admission to a care home will be as a result of a significant change in that person's well-being, or that the main carer is unable to support them because of their own health issues, or indeed that they've developed a dementia that has some other complex behavioural issues that just require more skilled support and intervention to allow them to live safely and with good well-being.
So we hear a lot of stories about the behaviour of someone with dementia. We hear about things that may or may not have happened in certain care homes. We hear about issues that people have, maybe the example you gave earlier about somebody being found in the centre of a town in their dressing gown, often quite distressed. We hear that people with dementia can get quite violent or angry. Is there a truth in that? How do people with dementia generally behave? Or can you even say generally?
No, you can't say generally. From my experience, when any person reacts in a violent or aggressive way, who may be living with dementia, it's usually associated with a need to express themselves, a way to communicate. Now, Teresa spoke earlier about the difficulties that can be presented as your dementia progresses, the difficulty in being able to communicate, and the difficulty in being able to find the right words to say something, to express how you feel, the anxiety and the distress of not being able to remember things. A person has to adapt. They have to find a way to make their needs known. Sometimes that can come across to other people as the person potentially showing signs of being aggressive or violent. But with the right skill and support, it's usually be managed by just sitting down and letting that person feel safe and express themselves in whatever way they can with the right team around them to help them make their needs known.
Just think there's something about understanding someone's reality, and really the behaviour that we see is appropriate for that person's understanding of their reality. Say, for example, I was 90, but I'm living in a place that I'm using memories from my 30s, and I believe that I've got a child at school, and school's coming out, and I'm asking you, can I go out of here so I can go and get my children? And you're telling me that I'm 19 and my children are grown up, and essentially you're arguing with me, and that doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm just thinking that you're a man who's arguing and is actually trying to keep me against my will, and I'm going to fight for any means will be okay for me to use to get my children. So it's about your behaviour is the make or break, what you bring to that situation.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? It's because you can imagine that a lot of people, when they can't understand that reality of somebody else, you as a person talking to someone with dementia can get frustrated and find it very difficult to communicate with them. And if you're getting frustrated, the likelihood they will, and that situation can escalate, can't it? And I guess, and I'm sure we'll talk about this again, because we're going to talk a lot about dementia on this show over the next year with yourselves from Vida Hall. And I'm sure we'll come on to, you know, the qualities of someone who cares for someone with dementia and what good care is. Mm-hmm. Now, this has opened a whole series of questions, I'm sure, for people listening to this. So if you have any questions that you would like to put to the team at Vida Hall, Bernadette, Teresa and the rest of the team, you can get in touch with us. You can tweet us at StrayFM, you can email us, call us, just go to the website strayfm.com. You'll find all the contact details you need, and we may well cover one of your questions on a future edition of the Health and Wellbeing Show.
Vida Healthcare on StrayFM's Health and Wellbeing Show.